Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to Christ.
We heard a very powerful gospel reading today. And this gospel, through our Jesus Christ, reveals to us a very important thing. And this is that we will be judged. That we will be judged by Christ, each of us. And everything what we have done in our life will be tested. And if we have faith, if we believe in Christ, it can cause some kind of troubling, shaking over our soul and our heart, these words. Because each of us would like to get on the good side after that judgment. What can we do? And we are asking today, how can we live our life? May we are able to enter heaven, enter eternal life. And we know answer from gospel, that everything good what we do to the others, God takes it that it was done to him. So answer can be that, okay, what I am going to do, I am going to do good things to the others. How? I will force myself. I will practice this. You know, how many times, you know, teachers of religion, they use this trick and they say to their students, you know what, during this great fast or during the nativity fast, let's do one good things every day. When one teacher saw his student that he was not helping his grandmother to carry a bag for shopping, he says, didn't you forget what we were talking about? That you should help to do one thing every day? And he said, oh, I did it already morning. How many times we do the same thing, you know? But even if we force ourselves to do good things, are they things good? How many times we do good things just because we want good feeling? How many do we do good things and we are looking for acknowledgement that we are doing it for ourselves, for our vain glory, from pride, from expecting, because we expect something to get back. We want to keep good connection. We want to be good with that person. We want to please somebody. How bad things there are in our mind when we do good things, and are we sure that those things God will judge as the things we did to him if we did it because we wanted immediate reward from somebody in our life? Even worse, we can force ourselves. Once I saw my friend, priest, and he did something good, really good thing to one person. The person was from his parish, and this person caused a lot of problems to him because the person was always against him and always talking against him, opposing to each his idea, each his everything, always. And I told him, oh my, you have bigger faith than I have because you were able to do this good thing to that person who tried to really damage you, kill you and perish, you know. He says, you are a great priest, I told him. And he said, don't believe to those things you see. Yes, I did good things to her, but in my heart I wanted to kill her. Do you know that feeling? Do you have this feeling? How many times we tried, really, because we are believer, we believe in God and we are taught by Christ we should do good things to the others. But how many times we have the same thought or similar thought in our heart? Does it work? If we go to judgment day, will Christ say us, well, you know, you did something to me good, but in your heart you wanted to kill me? What kind of resolve judgment will fall on us? So we know that, well, this is no way. This is not way for us how to grow and to take care of our spiritual life, just to force ourselves to do good things, because we see that it goes deeper. It goes deeper. And at first, we have to take advice of Christ, who says that every sin comes out from our heart. Bad thoughts cause bad things. Bad thoughts can damage even these good things we are trying to do. If our heart is filled with bad thoughts, with passions, our deeds, our acts, our acting cannot be good. It will be like covered with dirt, which doesn't bring anything good to us. And this is why, and especially Eastern spirituality, and we heard it last week during retreat, and it reminds our spirituality reminds us again. They say, watch your heart. Try to find out what kind of thoughts you have. How are you thinking inside? And this reveals, those your thoughts reveals where are you and what are you supposed to do. And those thoughts are so powerful that they really can change all our life, our spiritual life, and they afflict there. One monk told his experience. He said that morning, I think it was about cooking. He saw his elder, this abbot of monastery, he saw him how he cooks. And in his heart, he judged him. He said, after so many years, he should know how to cook. He don't do it correctly. Good thought, bad thought. Bad thought because he made judgment over his elder, over his spiritual father. But he didn't pay attention to this because it seems to me that it's innocent. But they went bad for him because he realized that he cannot pray. If he wanted to fulfill his duty as a monk to pray, this is his rule he had, but the thought was so disturbing in his head, in heart, he couldn't concentrate. And he was fighting all day and he was asking, oh God, why don't you give me grace to pray well? And he couldn't find out why it is. And evening he made some kind of test of his life. He went through the day and he found out about the thought he had about his elder mourning. He started to cry. He went to the elder and he said, I sinned. I judged you in my thought. Please forgive me. And after receiving forgiveness and blessing, he said, peace immediately came back to my soul. Look, how many times we feel stressed. We feel that we are distressed. We cannot even pray. how many times we feel that there is disharmony in our lives, how many times we fight and we ask, I don't want to be like that, I don't want to be doing this. How many times it is in a marriage, in our relationships, in our among friends, this disharmony, not peace. And we don't know why. And many times we need just to test our thoughts. Remember, now do you understand why church gave this gospel in this season of preparation for the great fast? Really to bring us to understanding how to do good things. That it is not by forcing, by changing of our heart. When we guard our thoughts and we fight against them and we pull them out, those bad ones, and we put back these good ones. When we change our way of thinking, actually we change our heart. We replace our spirit by Christ's spirit. It's hard work. And if you try that, I guarantee you that if you say, I am going to do this, I am going to change my heart, I am going to fight against my thoughts, bad thoughts, I guarantee you, you will stop after 15 minutes. If you make 15 minutes, it will be great. Because we cannot do it by ourselves. At first, yes, we have to ask God for grace. Show me, oh my Lord, what kind of thoughts I have. Help me to understand what is this bad in my heart. Show me where is my mind spoiled, in which areas. Show me that. And then help me. Last week, during the retreat, the deacon who was giving us this retreat, he said that he goes to confession once per week. And somebody made a comment, oh, hey Stu, he overdo this. Well, once you start to work really on your heart, and you see all these bad thoughts which are there, you will go to. Because you will know that only Christ can help us with His grace and His forgiveness to cultivate this heart, our heart. Many times we say that, well, Sunday's liturgy is enough. It's commander, but yeah. But once you start to work on your heart and make your heart clean, you will be running for the liturgy to receive precious body and blood of our Christ, which heals us and gives us this fire. Sometimes we say that we don't have time for prayer, but when we start to work on this situation of heart, then we will find prayer, because we will know that only through prayer, through this begging for God's grace, we can win this fight. And those are tools we are supposed to learn and start to use. So please remember, we cannot avoid this judgment moment. Each of us will be standing in front of our Lord. If we don't win this fight, if we become really holy in this world, well, this is not, it can happen. We'll be not judged for that. But if we don't try, if we don't make effort, well, then it will be difficult for us to defend ourselves. So let's try to start to practice this asking, researching our hearts, our thoughts during this week. Let's try this practice and ask ourselves, why am I doing this? Why am I thinking this? Why I have this thought about the others? Why am I making myself better than the others? And if we do it with this begging for God's grace, we will find these areas which need to be healed. May God help us with His grace. Amen.